I don't remember that happening, no.
Well, it's a joke on one of the Difficult People episodes, which is on Hulu, and Julie Klausner's character says, and I bet they've never listened to one episode of Serial. I know it's out there in the public that people don't like it.
Oh, really?
Yes. What do you think of these cock tease stories, Wes?
I'm aware of what this was, and when I heard everybody just going on and on and on about it, I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to listen to this, because I guess there's a certain amount of resistance when everyone's on the bandwagon talking about something, how great it is. I really think to myself, is it really this good?
Yeah, that's why I didn't listen to it till now, several years later, for that exact reason.
Yeah. So what you're saying kind of confirms that, yeah, I was better off not listening to it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, I don't think I'm going to listen to this.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2684. Of the BFO for Thursday the 10th of May 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I've got some more voice letters, and can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, couponers. Yes, Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you know why you're couponers, because y'all, as Big Fatty does, every week on Hump Day. Now, y'all had a little bit of a change of plans yesterday on Hump Day during... I don't know if I've mentioned this, but y'all, the new orange hat at the coal mine is leaving at the end of the month, and Hump Day was the only day that we could that we were all going to be in the coal mine, that we could all go to lunch and have kind of a farewell a munch down. Beep! Ready? That sounds vulgar. And so y'all, we went to a restaurant. It's called the Fleet Landing. Big Fatty, do they specialize in enemas? I don't think so. But anyway, y'all, Big Fatty had I had a wedge solid, and it had blue cheese, and it had Bayfran. And y'all, then I got, instead of getting an entree, I just got, you could add a crab cake to the side of the solid. So I got that, and y'all, then they had a side dish, French fried okra. Okra fries, I think they called it. And y'all, so that's what I had for my lunch. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious, and I came out of there not feeling like a stuffed pig. Big Fatty, that's unusual. It's true. And I was not able to go to the Von's East during my lunch hour on Hump Day, as I do. But y'all, on my way home from the coal mine to the villa, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we do. We can. And Big Fatty, we can also hear that crab cake swimming upstream on you. Well, he did a little bit there. On my way home from the coal mine, went by the Von's East. They had the Kellogg's pastry crisps on sale. Buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon that if you bought two, you got an extra dollar off. Yes, Big Fatty. I had to get some starch. I had to get some starch from my shirts. I was all out. Y'all, they had a boneless ham on sale. Y'all, they were mismarked, and I brought it to the gentleman's attention, and he went back and remarked, and I said, all the other ones are mismarked also. So, y'all, he came out with a bucket and loaded them all up. Y'all, I got a couple of limes. Y'all, the expensive right now, it was three for $1.99. Y'all, they had the good 8 o'clock whole bean extra dark coffee on sale. Y'all, I've been out of it for weeks now. So, y'all, I got four bags of that. They was buy one, get one free. I'm going to go back and get some more of that. Y'all, what is that? Y'all, they had the bagged ginger solid bags on sale, two for $6. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Betty Crocker suddenly solid, buy one, get one free. And then I had a coupon. If you bought two, you got an extra dollar off. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got, let's see, what else did I got? There's some more of that coffee. Y'all, they had the good craft barbecue sauce that I like. Buy one, get one free. Got a half dozen of eggs. Y'all, they had the Keebler Elves cookeries on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. I think I'll take those into the coal mine. Y'all, they had the cone beef hash on sale. Two for $4. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the English muffins on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got the high fiber one this time. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they had the wheat thins. The big box of the wheat thins. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, the little lamb likes the wheat thins. So I got those. y'all, spent $48.69. But y'all, I saved $40.12. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Midwest Matt, and I have some extremely exciting coupon news. I had bought some bedroom furniture, Ashley bedroom furniture, through Big Lot, and I think that's a good brand. I mean, Ashley is. They used to give it away on Price is Right, I believe. So, but we're very pleased with it. But because I bought it there, I got an online coupon. It was spent $50 and get $30 back. So we went in and we got a set of cookie pans, which were originally $8. And with the discount, it was $4.72. A thing of straws, which was originally $1.80, discounted to $1.06. Sean got some cologne, which was originally $3.50, and that took it down to $2.07. I bought a thing of nasal spray, which was usually $1.80, and it took it down to $1.06. Sean got some Jose Ole quesadillas, the mini ones, and they're usually $3.75, which I thought was kind of high. But this took it down to $2.21. I bought a two-pack of earbud headphones, because the ones I have, I bought like a $10 one somewhere else, and the microphone keeps thinking I'm trying to say something, so it it keeps going to another screen. So I'm having trouble with my podcast listening to them, so I had to get one without the microphone. So that was a two-pack of earbuds and $5, and that took that down to $2.95. Gain dishwashing liquid was usually $2.50, and that took it down to $1.48. Ajax dishwashing liquid was usually $1.85, and that took it down to $1.09. But two packs of disposable razors with four blades, and they were originally $2 a pack, but it still would have been $4, but took it down to $2.36, bought 15 rolls of paper towels, which was marked at $8.88, and it took it down to, no, I think I'm doing this wrong. I don't know. Anyways, $5.24, and,
Oh, Midwest. Big Fatty, are you taking over the broken mechanical now that the old gal is going out of business? No, the good news is Midwest Matt called back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Okay, I'll talk faster. And then I got two 12-packs of bathroom tissues, which were $2.68 discounted, and looks like they discounted it to $5.76. So out of pocket, out of paying, I got, $52.58 worth of products, and I only spent $22.28. So just wanted to give you that update. And none of us are holding you to your word about stopping your podcast after 3,000 episodes. So feel free to keep going if you want. Alrighty, hon. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. That, of course, is Midwest Matt, twin brother to Musing Mark. Yes, me, Betty. And Matt, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear someone other than Princess Hannah putting stores out of business. She's handling the CVS, and it sounds like you're hell-bent and determined to put the Big Lots out of business. So anyway, it sounds to me like you bought some sort of furniture, but you didn't tell us what that was. anyway, to glad you got all those good coupons, and keep up the good work. Oh, and Big Fatty, what were you gonna say? I don't remember what I was gonna be. Oh, with all that money that you've saved, maybe you can make it down to Pride 48 after all. Big Fatty, put the pressure on.
Hello, Fatty. It's me, Hendrik. And no, I'm not in Mexico, Germany. I'm actually in the international airport of Shanghai Pudong, because I just had dinner. I had just made a little call to the two monkeys, and officially I'm actually not allowed to call your show anymore because they feel they need all the free fucking content they can get. So, but seeing as today is the 8th of May and it is Tom of Finland Day, I was wondering, and maybe you should cue the music because it's probably a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us from China, Mexico, and it is from everyone's favorite South African German Mexican, Hendrik. Hendrik, what you got?
Were you thinking of Casey in Denver's Big Dick today? Just curious. I mean, isn't that what Tom of Finland is all about? Anyway, so hi to Poodle. I almost had her in my soup tonight. Seeing as she is of the barking kind, say hi to the squeaky one and, you know, hope to see you in Miami. No. Where are we going? Ah, Georgia. I'm still planning on that one, but yeah, for the time being. Ni hao, chi chi ma. Speak to you soon.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Hendrik. And first of all, Hendrik, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get our international callers to participate. And you hit all kinds of buttons. Big Fatty, you can say that again. You just hit all kinds of buttons. Big Fatty. The question, an excellent question, by the way, was I thinking of Casey and Denver's enormous penis on Tom of Finland Day? Well, if that's the case, I'm going to have to admit something. If thinking of Casey and Denver's enormous penis means it's Tom of Finland Day, every day is Tom of Finland Day. You know, Henrik, you said something in that voice letter that you were not allowed to call the BFO, that you were only allowed to provide content for the stinky orangutans. And, you know, something that happened a while back, and now it makes sense. You know, Henrik oftentimes flies into the Chicago because of his coal mine job, and he's oftentimes spends time with Big Ricky and Adam. And you know, the last time he was there, I said to both Big Ricky and to Henrik, well, perhaps a call to the BFO is in order. And Big Ricky says, oh yes, that's guaranteed. Oh yes, guaranteed. And Henrik, we have the BFO on speed dialing. Y'all never heard a word. Never heard a word. And y'all, I think I know why now. Yes, Big Betty. Henrik is he gets there and he has to put on his dog collar because Big Ricky takes him for a walk. Yes, Big Betty. Anyway, y'all, a couple of things. Y'all, when I gave you the coupon for the Kohl's yesterday, you know, if you go online and shop, you can save 30% if you use the code MOM30, y'all, but I forgot to tell you what the days are that's valid. Y'all, it's the 10th. It's the 10th through the 20th. That's starting today through the 20th. And y'all, you get that Kohl's cash, $10 for every $50 you spend. Yes, Big Betty, it kind of sounds like not as good as the Big Lots, though. No, not quite as good as the Big Lot. Y'all, speaking of another coupon, got something in the mail today from the Sirius XM. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty has the Sirius XM radio in the Ruby Red. But y'all, I've let it lapse because, you know, all the good channels that I like to listen to, they don't offer them anymore. Except for the Steve the Tater channel, the Broadway channel. they're running a free... It looks like 2 weeks of free listening on the Sirius radio. So if you've got one that's out of commission, out of activation, y'all, it runs from May the 14th through the 29th. So turn on your Sirius and have a listen. Yes, Big Benny. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, Big Fatty's got a 4-day weekend. I mentioned it to you yesterday, but y'all, today and for right day, I'm off. I'm off from the coal mine, so y'all, I'm kind of doing this as a trial run for retirement. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll see how it goes. Y'all, I'm just going... Y'all, yes, Big Betty, it's going to be like being in Walnut Hills. It could be indeed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel, and Dr. Stone, you know, you heard that the old gal's shutting down her show. What do you think about this last month of all her shows?
No, I don't think I'm going to listen to this.
But it's your last chance to hear those darling children.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.